we gather together in the aisle, let me put it that way, and I said that through that screen, right, we go back through the biblical, well, actually the recent history that we just, that we're remembering today, and we continue on back. And we go on back to, you know, all the way back to David and to Moses and to Abraham and on back to Adam and Eve, right, to creation. And that parabola, it's hard for me to say, of salvation goes all the way back there. And Jesus brought it through here, right through our congregation, and firmly fastened it in the city of God whenever he was raised in the resurrection. So, our job, remember what our job is with that? What was our job, remember? Because remember, our saints, the saints, are waiting on us, right? In that great cloud of witnesses that are cheering us on, right? They need us. Do you remember why they need us? They need for us to step up to that rope, quote unquote, to grab a hold of it and to grab the person's hand next to you and be a part of that parabola of salvation. You understand what I'm saying? So as it comes through this church, as it does in every Christian church, that we are to grab a hold of that. And that begins with creation and goes clear through to the city of God where all of us will end up, and the saints depend on us to do that. But I want to just lift up today's scripture one more time for us. Let's chew on this just for just a little. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith, our ancestors received approval. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the Word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. So we learn with the second word of verse 1 that this whole story for us begins with what? Faith. Faith. And it begins with the understanding, if you followed it, that the worlds were prepared by the Word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. Well, you know, I was thinking about this, and we have quite an advantage over the writer of Hebrews, and actually any writer of our scripture, about some of the wonders of God's creation, don't we? You see, the psalmist tells us in Psalm 19 that the heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims His handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. Boy, you know what? I just had a hard time thinking about God's firmament and how that shows forth His handiwork. It was just really hard for me to look up in our sky today and not understand what God's handiwork is all about. Every night, before we go to bed, when it's not cloudy, we can look up, and because of things like the Hubble telescope, we can look at the Whirlpool galaxy and go, wow, that is amazing, right? Billions and billions of stars, each one. I think God's even a painter. What do you think? God doesn't show off at all, does he? I don't know about you, but I could look at these all day. Most of you probably know the name of that. Anybody know the name of it? Oh yeah, it's up there on the screen. You cheated. Look at God creating stars there. The firmament proclaims God's handiwork.